Hello, welcome to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, on Pacific Lutheran University's Lute Air Student Radio. Taryn's Take is an entertainment news recap of everything you need to know in the world of pop culture and celebrity. This is somewhat of a bittersweet show, because it's the final Taryn's Take, but it's the last one because I'm graduating, so that's really nice. Today, we're going to be doing a big celebration, but before we get started, I want to let you guys know that you can call in and join the Taryn's Take party at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that number to call is 253-535-7332. I also want to remind you that all of the past Taryn's Take episodes are available to listen to on massmedia.plu.edu. I'm joined today by a lot of my favorite people. I invited everyone who's co-hosted with me before, but with Dead Week, not everyone could make it. So first up, we have my friend going on 19 years, Eamon Thornton.
Hello, how's everyone doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
We also have Jared Martin. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
We have Jared Couch.
Hey, hi.
And we have my other good friend, Alyssa.
Hey, Taryn.
You ready?
Of course.
I feel just like Andy Cohen at the Real Housewives reunions. So we have a lot of stories to go over, and with five of us here, we're just going to like go straight into it. So these are the developments in our stories from last week. So our first main story was the disaster that was the Fyre Festival, which was basically just a Coachella ripoff in the Bahamas that left all of their guests stranded. It was put on by Ja Rule and Fyre Media, which no one's ever heard of, and they're now being hit with eight different lawsuits.
The first lawsuit is with the state of California representing 150 different festival attendees who are seeking $100 million.
The second lawsuit represents three women who attempted to attend the festival who have accused them of breach of contract, negligent misrepresentation, and fraud specifically. citing the Instagram personalities they paid to promote the event.
National Event Services, which provided medical services for the festival, filed a lawsuit claiming to have suffered $250,000 in damages and also alleged breach of contract, fraud, and negligence.
One of the other lawsuits represent New York, New Jersey, and Florida, all of the shady business dealings, including breaking New York business laws.
Another main story last time was Chris Brown, like always. Every single week, I have to start with Chris Brown. I'm really fed up. But last time, he was getting out of trouble with some sexual assault charges being dropped. This week, he's back into trouble.
Literally, so, ain't surprised.
Every week.
I swear to God.
Unlike Rihanna, Carucci? Do you know how to say it?
Carucci
Tran will be testifying against Chris Brown in court about her restraining order against him.
She formerly dated Chris Brown for 3 years and claimed he abused her while they were together, including kicking her down the stairs and threatening to kill her.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's a little harsh.
Yeah. It's a little crazy. I also loved this story last time because it was so crazy. If you missed it, rapper Travis Scott encouraged his fans to jump off the balconies at his concert into the mosh pit in New York. And he was like, oh, they'll catch you, don't worry. So all these people just start flinging themselves off the balconies. One kid jumped from the third story and like actually got like seriously hurt. So then like his team was in contact with the family of like some kid. At his concert in Arkansas, he encouraged the crowd to rush the stage. This is against the security protocols of the concert venue, and the fans ended up injuring all of the security and a cop while rushing the stage.
Travis Scott was arrested as soon as he left the stage and was charged with inciting a riot, endangering welfare of a minor, and disorderly conduct. He was released without bail around 11:30 p.m. He'll also have to return to Arkansas for a court date.
Mel B's divorce drama, which includes multiple restraining orders against her estranged husband and former nanny, and the nanny is now suing her back, that's all slowing down, but it's been reported that Louis Tomlinson of One Direction, who also recently got in a fist fight with paparazzi, he's on standby. Yeah, in the matching outfits. He's on standby to replace Mel B on America's Got Talent.
Chris Soules from The Bachelor was arrested for leaving the scene of a fatal accident after running over a man on his tractor.
In Ohio, or Iowa.
That's the way to go.
Oh my God.
His motion to dismiss the case was denied by the judge, and he has now pled not guilty. He also didn't go to the man's funeral.
Well, he's not guilty.
It's disrespectful, but also, like, if my dad was on the tractor and the guy that ran him over and left came to the funeral, I'd kind of be pissed.
Yeah, it would be a riot.
He's guilty, and then he's not pleading guilty. So.
Yeah, so it's like, well, I didn't do that.
It's like a double trigger.
it's basically like, if you don't go, that looks bad. If you go, you're going to
die. Who wants the killer at the funeral? Nobody.
It looks bad either way. Nicki Minaj's feud with Remy Ma is surprisingly still going, even though it's been weeks now. Remy recently responded to Nicki's claims that she had plastic surgery. So in her diss track, No Frauds, Nicki said, quote, "I got before and after pictures of your surgery. Ra took you to her doc, but don't look like Ra. Left the operating table still looking like Nah."
Oh,
so Ra is Nicki's new best friend and Remy's old, her ex-best friend, Ra Ali.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In an interview, in an interview, Remy said, quote, "I'm still waiting to leave the country. Maybe I had a doctor down in Colombia. I haven't left the country," joking about plastic surgery claims. The host then pressed her further, asking about Nicki having photographs, and Remy responded, "I'm waiting, patiently waiting. We could do this all day."
The thing is, like, Remy does have time because she sat in prison for like a few years waiting. Yeah. To come at Nicki, so like,
and now it's time.
She has all day.
Oh, she had a lot of thinking.
Yeah,
but what it was like 7 years.
What I don't understand is Nicki is trying to come at Remy for having plastic surgery when Nicki
is the biggest
plastic surgery liar I think I've ever seen. Liam Payne and Cheryl Cole announced that their son is named Bear, which Naomi and I
what?
Naomi and I last time were like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of this name, even though Bear Grylls like got on Twitter. Bear Grylls got on Twitter and tweeted Liam and was like, love this name choice.
Like, it's a joke, right?
I'm thinking of, like, the Charmin Bear.
No, this isn't.
Right now.
See, I think of, like, Bear like a critter. I don't think of Bear Grylls.
Neither did I.
I didn't.
No.
But, so Liam, he did an interview with Belfast Telegraph, and he also said that he didn't like the name.
Nobody does.
So, he said that Cheryl wanted, quote, "A very interesting name. When he leaves a room, people wouldn't forget it."
He also added that, quote, "I actually wanted Arthur. I think you sound like a bit of a tank, Arthur Payne. He's not a guy you'd mess around with. I don't think Bear is either, though," which
wasn't his first pick. He just was like, okay.
Obviously, somebody else.
But, like, knows. Bear is, like, soft. It's and, like, I don't know. Arthur reminds me of the Anteater, though, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like Arthur.
Is
he an anteater?
You know, yeah, is he an anteater? I thought he was like a little.
What?
Wait,
what is he then?
I don't know. I almost felt like he was kind of a bear, kind of a mouse.
No, I think he's an anteater because his nose is like shaped like this.
Is he?
Yeah.
I wish I had service in here. I would Google it.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, Vic, what
animal? I thought Arthur was like some.
Oh, he's Arthur? An aardvark.
No, oh, different.
Anteater is
definitely wrong.
No, I know, but like his face doesn't look. It's just round.
Literally, I think they messed up drawing it, and then they just kept drawing it.
I think he's supposed to be a bear. But anyways, because DW looked like a chimp.
So they're both bear names. So Arthur is a bear name too.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Okay. Who knows? We'll have to Google it on our break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So finally, Gabernet Sidibe. I never know how to pronounce her last name. Do you know how to pronounce
Gabernet Sidibe?
Sidibe. So okay. Sidibe. Gabernet Sidibe from Empire.
No, there's no R in it.
I can't do it. The chick from Empire and Precious. Okay, that works.
Oh, God.
She was lit.
Last time we were here, we were talking about her because she had made some revelations in her new book that just came out. This time, she wrote an essay for Lenny Letter describing a racist incident at Chanel that Chanel is now responding to.
Oh, my God. In the essay, she discussed at the time when she went to Chanel's store near her house in Chicago to buy a pair of glasses that she had been wanting. Once there, the saleswoman informed her that they didn't have the eyeglasses that she wanted, and despite them being on display in the store, and directed her to a discount frame dealer across the street.
That's
why?
So
is it because of her color?
What?
Is it because of her color? Or is it just because she didn't know who she was?
That's what she was assuming. So, Chanel responded with a statement that reads in part, quote, Chanel expresses our sincerest regret for the boutique customer service experience that Miss
Sidibe
mentioned in this essay. We are sorry that she felt unwelcome and offended. We took her words very seriously and immediately investigated to understand what happened, knowing that this is absolutely not in line with the high standards that Chanel wishes to provide our customers.
That's good.
Yeah. I guess, but she said this was like a few years ago, so...
What? So they're just now bringing it back out? What, is there just now bringing it up?
That makes no sense.
Oh, I don't know. She was, like, asked to write an essay.
She's looking to become relevant again.
Yeah, I mean, it just happens to coincide with the release of her book.
She made a lot of money off that movie.
Off Precious? She said,
oh, my God, yeah. She won a Golden Globe and stuff for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so did Monique.
Yeah.
We have a big story on Monique coming up.
I love her so much. Yeah.
So Precious! We're taking a quick break. And while we're gone, we're playing Miley Cyrus's brand new track, Malibu, which we'll be discussing coming up. This is Terrence Take on Loot Air Student Radio.
How lit.
That's actually really good.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. A dream come true in Malibu.
You're listening to Terrence Take with me, Taryn Warden, on Loot Air Student Radio. I'm joined today by four of my best friends, Jared Couch, Jared Martin, Eamon Thornton, and Alyssa Blaine. Don't forget to call into the show at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Now that we've filled you in on everything that's developed since our last show, we're going to fill you in on everything new. And there's a lot of interesting things, some bizarre things. So, Eamon and Jared Couch, are you guys ready to start us off with everything in music?
Yes.
We're going to give off the latest news about the Muse.
Yes.
All right. So, to start off, we have Miley Cyrus. You just heard her comeback single, Malibu. The song is about her fiancé, Liam Hemsworth, who Wrecking Ball was also about back in 2013 when they broke up. And they now live in a mansion in Malibu. She expanded on it in Billboard magazine, saying that the song represents, doesn't necessarily mean Malibu. It means surrounding yourself with love and nature and happiness. And to be with your love, even if that's a effing pig, be with who you love.
So Lana Del Rey released another song, Coachella/Woodstock in My Mind. Unlike her other songs, it will not be featured on her upcoming Lust for Life album. Thank God. instead, she wrote it out of inspiration, sharing on Instagram, "On my way home, I found myself compelled to visit an old favorite place of mine at the rim of the World Highway, where I took a moment to sit down by the Sequoia Grove and write a little song."
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that song.
You know.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. I think the other songs from, like, well, I'm glad it's not on the album because the other ones are so good.
Yeah.
Anyway. I actually haven't even listened to it.
Yeah. You're not missing much.
Yeah, right? Honestly.
On to our favorite little putty cat, Katy Perry, announces Witness, the song, the album, and the tour. Witness, the song, was released on Monday, which was the title track of her upcoming fifth album. The album is set to be released June 9th.
Your birthday!
ML. As for the tour, it is sponsored by Citi and only announced for North America so far, from September to February, hitting Tacoma Dome February 3rd.
TBH.
I'm so excited.
You know, like, I think it's really, crappy that she only puts out, literally she just rushed it to go on tour.
Yeah, but I would appreciate it if Gaga did that a little bit more. She's literally waited so long to announce anything, and then she announced something that's, 8 months from when she announced it.
Right. But isn't that in classic Gaga fashion? She's I'm hosting a dinner party to announce another dinner party kind of a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, and then on to the next one. Jared, we'll have Niall.
Niall Horan released his second solo track, Slow Hands, which we will be playing later in the show. Nobody knows if there is an album coming soon that these songs are coming from.
We all know that Harry's coming out with an album.
It just came out.
It's out.
Oh.
I am not a fan of his music, solo music.
Yeah. Just One Direction.
No, it's super slow, super acoustic. There's the some titles are okay. Not even in the choruses.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's kind of poetic.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are good, but not, I don't know.
In a new song by Cheat Codes, Demi Lovato is a featured singer for No Promises. Nobody cares about the song, but they care about Demi wearing dreadlocks in the music video. People are pissed, calling her out for a cultural appropriation online. Oh, here we go. It's like another, it's like another Juliana Rancic story.
Oh my God.
The thing with that, though, I was pissed that people got so mad because she was wearing a wig. It wasn't even real. And then they were like, I can't believe that you would say that about her. And it's like, well, it's also not real. It's a wig.
I mean, we wear weaves all the time, you know, and like, we don't get called out.
If you didn't know, two of the people sitting here today are part-time drag queens.
I was about to say, well, I don't really wear wigs that often, but I would like to if you guys would buy me some.
Girl, they're $20 on Amazon.
Well, I can afford that. I need some, not some dreaded ones, though, because guess what? Right.
Yeah, not new dreadlock
ones. I'm about to appropriate nobody's culture. Anyway, so Shakira announced her new album, El Dorado, or whatever. with the cover art and everything, which is expected next Friday, May 26th. Really?
Yeah, super, like, quick.
She's pulling a Grimes here. Oh, so fast.
Shakira.
Shakira.
As her music starts, Loretta Lynn suffered a stroke and was hospitalized. Her family updated her Twitter account to update that she has been moved to a rehabilitation center and thanks fans for their support. Well, that's good. At least they're keeping everyone in the loop.
She is 85.
I mean, I know. She still looks like she's 60, though.
That's what I'm saying. She looks good as hell, though.
Good plus surgeon.
Yeah. Hit me up. And Drake went to his cousin Jalal Moore's prom. He ordered a white Rolls Royce to escort her. Oh, my God. And her date to their prom and paid for their coordinating custom rose gold sequined outfits. Oh, my God. He did not perform, but he did host an after party for his cousin and 400 of her friends, Jesus, and classmates. That's like my whole high school at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Best cousin.
Yeah, that is one hell of a cousin.
Yeah, seriously.
And those custom, like, I don't even know my cousin. Suit looked just great.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. Now on to television and movie, or no, just television news with the other Jared and Alyssa.
So, Will and Grace announced that they are returning to television with a new season this fall on ABC.
A fake Facebook account dedicated to David Schwimmer from Friends announced a new season of Friends, but was found to be completely false.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Marvel's Deadpool is coming to television. The movie starred Ryan Reynolds as an X-rated superhero. FXX has ordered 10 episodes in adult animated comedy series following the character, which will launch in 2018. No title has been announced yet.
Phedra Parks has been announced.
Phedra! Phedra!
Sorry. I don't watch The Real Housewives. That might be shocking to some, but...
Yeah, shocking.
It is shocking. And upsetting.
So she has been announced to not return to the next season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which ended with her revealing she made up claims of Candy waiting to drug Portia to rape her.
Yeah, that all came out on the reunion. It was juicy.
I wouldn't know.
God.
Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller, who ran the dance studios, has been sentenced. I can't do this. She has been.
Like, you're thinking of Abby Lee Miller. Yeah.
Okay, she has been sentenced to 366 days in prison and 2 years of supervised. Following her release, she was found guilty on bankruptcy fraud, concealment of bankruptcy assets, and false bankruptcy declarations from hiding around $755,000 in a secret bank account.
The Abby Lee thing's been going on for a while.
Yeah, like, well, so she made this fake bank account and was, like, hiding money in there, and then supposedly all these rumors came out that, like, when they were going to Australia, she was, like, taking bundles of money and, like, hiding it in the dancer's suitcases and stuff.
Oh.
So sketchy.
Is that why?
That's just a rumor. I'm not sure if that part's real, but...
I believe in my heart of hearts that rumor's 100% true.
I do, too. It
seems like Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, I don't know. Insane. From watching the show, I would not be surprised.
Agreed. Once Upon a Time was renewed for a 7th season, while Scandal was announced to end after this 7th season. And I heard it's going to end with a bang.
Oh, boom!
Yeah, I guess.
American Idol announced that they will be back to TV, even though they just had their final last season.
Yeah, and you know the whole phrase, like, distance makes the heart grow fonder?
Yeah.
There was never any distance. They literally were gone for one half a year.
They pulled a share.
Yeah. Straight the up. Farewell tour over and over and over.
Yep.
But, hey, guess what, Taryn? Your favorite person, Katy Perry. She has been announced as the first judge on the upcoming season. No date has been released, but it's planned to be in the fall, ending in 2018.
Oh, wait, but isn't that show about singing?
It is, American Idol.
So, how is she going to give advice on that?
Well, going with that, I have something... Yeah.
The shade.
To prove why we don't like
literally
her so
much, what is she going to say?
I have a snippet of her great singing skills for all of us.
Thank God.
Isn't that great?
I want to get tickets to her tour now.
Now she's going to be judging.
I was going to say, that is your judge on American Idol.
You know, I don't think there'd be any, like, worse of a compliment than going on American Idol and having her, you know, tell you suck.
I was going to say, I'd be like, I'm better than you, and I don't even have, like, a hit single. How do you?
God, yeah. I am very upset about that.
Well, in other news, Kelly Clarkson has been announced to join The Voice as a judge on the upcoming 14th season, which NBC has said was not despite American Idol, which she came from the winner of season one. Jennifer Hudson is also joining alongside Miley Cyrus, Blake Shelton, and Adam Levine.
With more Real Housewives news,
God.
Dinah Manzo, did I butcher that one too?
It's Dina.
Dina Manzo.
She's from Jersey.
Oh. From the Real Housewives of New Jersey, was attacked in a home invasion shortly before 11 p.m. on Saturday. When her and her boyfriend got home, they discovered two masked robbers inside. They rushed them, hitting Dina with a baseball bat before tying them up. The robbers stole cash and jewelry from the home before fleeing. Dina and her boyfriend were treated for facial injuries, and her boyfriend had a broken nose.
That's so sad. Well, yeah. 13 Reasons Why was given a second season, also 13 episodes on Netflix. The second season will not star Selena Gomez, which is Jared Couch's favorite singer as well.
Goodbye.
She produced the show with the exact plot is not clear yet. Netflix also added a warning to the start of the show for the serious suicide topic and graphic rape scenes in one of the episodes.
Bobby Moynihan announced he is leaving Saturday Night Live after 9 seasons.
What?
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
And finally, What Happens at the Abbey debuted on E! This show follows the staff at the famous West Hollywood bar, The Abbey. So far, there has only been one episode that airs on Sundays on E!
My thing is, like, that's, like, an exact ripoff of Vanderpump Rules. It's literally on the same street. It's just, like, a few doors down. Did you watch it?
Yeah,
I didn't.
I was not impressed.
It's the dumbest show I've ever seen.
There's a lot of, like, you could tell it's staged at some points. Like, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Throw the baby mom was to get, like, upset or something.
Yeah, they supply the drama. I mean, it's there.
Well, I'll probably check it out, because now that I'm graduating, I'm going to have some free time to actually watch some shitty TV. And so now I have just some quick movie news before we take another short break. The craziest story of them all... Hackers have taken the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
What?
They've taken the movie and they're holding it for ransom.
No!
Yeah, this seems like too classic, though.
I love this story. So they have demanded an enormous amount of money that they want to be paid in Bitcoin, which is like digital money. Disney has said, who owns the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, that they're not going to pay them, and they're working with the FBI, and Disney also, like, doesn't care, because the movie's about to come out, so their hackers were like, we're going to leak it, and they basically were like, go ahead, do it, because we know that people will still pay to see it.
Right.
So I was like, okay. I just love that story. Snatched, starring Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer, is out now, and Goldie Hawn finally received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah,
I've loved her my whole life, so I was like so happy.
Yes,
I
love that. Yes, yes.
Baywatch, starring Zac Efron and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is out next Thursday, and it's been announced that Zac Efron is now working on a new movie titled Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile, where he's playing our local serial killer, Ted Bundy.
Oh my god, cute! Oh,
this could be sexy.
I like Zac Efron.
The fact our reaction to Ted Bundy is probably really appropriate.
I know, but it's okay. He's going to look really good.
Last, the third and final film in the 50 Shades Darker franchise, it's going to be called 50 Shades Free, has been announced for a February 9th release, and one preview has been released that I obviously didn't waste my time watching.
Excuse me?
I am not.
Have you?
Heck, yes.
I read the first book because my teacher in high school.
F the books. I'm going to watch the damn show. It's like Harry Potter.
Well, we're just getting started. We've got a lot of great stories coming up, including all the breakups and makeups in Hollywood, as well as someone who told Oprah to suck her dick.
Ah! Not Oprah!
This is Taryn's Take on Loot Era Student Radio, and here's the next summer hit, I'm the One by DJ Khaled, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne, just for you, Alyssa.
How did this happen?
So, this is Taryn's Take on Loot Era Student Radio. Don't go anywhere. DJ Khaled. Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, no one for you. I'm the one, yeah, the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you. I'm the one, yeah, the one. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, on Loot Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University. I'm joined by Alyssa Blaine, Jared Couch, Eamon Thornton, and Jared Martin. Give us a call and we'll put you on the air with us. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, the number to call is 253-535-7332. We've got even more stories. A lot of them are pretty crazy, so we're going to just go for it. Alyssa and Jared, do you guys want to start with relationship news?
Oh, I guess, yeah. So, to start off with, Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod attended the Met Gala together last time, confirming their relationship. J-Lo went on the Today Show, where she gushed about their first public outing, which gave them the nickname J-Rod. She said that she doesn't mind it because she doesn't like A-Lo. Like DJ A-Lo, woo!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. We've got a lot of drama with Elle King, who sang the song X's and O's.
Who's also Rob Schneider's daughter, and once I heard that, every time I look at her, I can see Rob Schneider.
No.
Elle took to Instagram to post that she secretly married Andrew Ferguson, who isn't a celebrity.
Yeah,
so who cares?
3 weeks after she met him on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
She posted and said that they lost what they had and are now separating, ending with, "Everybody thought I lost my mind, and I did, so be kind."
Hey, now, at least she owned up to
the truth. At least she said it.
But wait till you hear the rest of the story.
Oh, no.
But now it has been revealed that Andrew was arrested for domestic violence on April 23rd before anyone knew that they were married. Reportedly, they were arguing when he grabbed her by the throat with both hands, tossed her on the bed, and said, "I'm going to fucking kill you." According to him, he threw Elle to stop her from hitting her head on a wall. In the end, Elle told cops things just got out of hand while they were partying, and she did not wish to press charges.
Now that sounds like a party.
attend someday.
Yeah, what kind of party is that where he threw her to stop her from hitting her head on the wall?
It's the kind of party where you're in the wrestling ring.
Right. God.
Nicki Minaj is rumored to be dating Nas after posting photos of them cuddling together.
Ooh, that's not pretty sexy cute. Amber Rose was spotted with a mystery man at the beach.
Super sexy lit?
No, it's different. But Amber Rose was spotted with a mystery man at the beach after breaking up with her boyfriend, who was also part with which was also her partner on Dancing with the Stars. She was the victim of a home invasion just this morning, which Taryn will be getting to, so stay tuned for that.
It's a very interesting story.
After cozying up at the Met Gala, Kendall Jenner and ASAP Rocky have been spotted out together
every day.
Yeah, basically. Including a party that Kendall's ex, Jordan Clarkson, was at. ASAP Rocky was also robbed, and we've got all the details on that.
There's been a big string of robberies.
You know, after Kim, everyone's like, why not?
Go for it, yeah.
Well, we got Kim, let's get everyone else.
If there's one message that Taryn's Take really wants to put forward, it's go ahead and just
like,
go ahead and
just go crazy.
But that's a good message, guys. Okay, so Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have been rumored together since 2013, which one was confirmed by their friend Claudia Jordan, and now they are on a Paris trip together, avoiding her ex-husband, and she had to basically plan an escape for him in his Scientology. Tom Cruise was filming Mission Impossible 6 only a few blocks away, but Katie and James stayed inside their hotel and reportedly didn't leave.
But really, do we need a sixth Mission Impossible?
No.
When I saw this story, I was like, Mission Impossible 6? Are you kidding?
I didn't even know that.
Surrey and Tom supposedly haven't been in contact since they got divorced.
Is that because of the Scientology?
Yeah. Katie Holmes had to have a second cell phone to, like, plot her escape from him.
Literally.
And literally had to, like, pack up in the middle of the night and, like, take off.
Poor Katie.
Surrey Cruz is an icon, though.
Yeah. They spent, like, $13 million on her, like, when she was, like, 2 years old. I remember that was a big story.
Oh, my God.
And finally, actor Antonio Sabato Jr. not only announced he's running for Congress, but filed for divorce back in December. Now, his soon-to-be ex-wife, Cheryl Marie, is fighting to take custody from him, claiming in court that he's a drug addict. She alleges that he admitted to using crystal meth before they started dating, but has more recently abused drugs for anxiety and sleeping disorders. While Sabato Jr. admits to seeking treatment for an addiction to sleeping pills in the past, he denies the other allegations.
And now on to Eamon and the other Jared for baby news. Congrats, guys!
Baby!
I didn't know you were expecting.
All right. Oh,
my God.
Okay, so last time Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, a.k.a. Spidey, announced they're expecting their first child, they just announced they're having a boy.
Zooey Deschanel gave birth to her first child, a son named Charlie Wolf, with her husband, Jacob Picnic.
Aw, I love
that. I don't know how to say that.
Hoda from the Today Show returned from maternity leave after adopting a baby girl, Haley Jo.
Bristol Palin gave birth to her third child, a daughter named Alti Bay. What the?
Terrible name.
Alti Bay. I can't even. I said it the second time. I can't even.
Atli Bay.
That's well, you're going to love the daughter Atli that they Bay. Had before.
Bristol previously had a daughter, Sailor Grace. Oh, my God.
Wow.
With the same father, Dakota Meyer. They are now married, but when she was pregnant with Sailor, as a first name, that's just awful. Okay, but when she was pregnant with Sailor, she said it would be a huge disappointment to her friends and family.
Zach Roloff, the one who's, like, normal size.
No.
No.
That's the other twin.
What? Oh, this is Jeremy.
Yeah, this is...
The little person? Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so cute. He, from TLC's Little Big People, Big World, became a father to a son...
to a son, Jackson Kyle, with his wife, Tori. And finally, Russell Wilson was Russell Wilson was criticized online for his Mother's Day post to Sierra. In his post, he used the words "our kids" to describe Sierra's son Future and their daughter together. Sienna. Yes.
Okay, so everyone was like hella pissed about this because Future is the son of the rapper Future, whose real name isn't Future. So I can't believe she named her kid Future, but. He's known to be, like, the worst father. Like, it's on record, court documents, that the one visit he had, like, with Future, the baby, after, like, months, he returned the kid to Sierra covered in piss and marijuana. And so then now people are mad. Yeah.
Future. Oh, my God.
Baby Future?
Yes.
He peed on his baby.
No.
The baby has,
the
like,
baby
pee all
was just
over
covered
and
in pee.
Why would Future pee on his kid?
He didn't. But all these people were mad. I was like, be glad that Russell Wilson is taking care of this kid because he didn't sound like he stood a chance with his real dad.
Yeah,
right.
I'm glad that kid's alive because Future, he's a mess.
He's on the Molly and Percocet.
Percocet.
Oh my God. That is just a hole.
Yeah. Oh. That's why I was like, really, you're trying to get mad about this? At least someone took this kid on.
Right.
Now we have what's usually my favorite stories. We have just the bizarre, along with some stories that just don't fit anywhere else. So I want to start with Bow Wow, because this is just really funny to me. So you guys remember Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he on Disney Channel, or was he on...
He was on Nickelodeon.
I was going to say, I think it was
yeah.
the slime
So he
one.
Was, like, rapping with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre when he's like, 6 years old back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he posted a picture on Instagram of a private jet, and he captioned it, traveling to New York today. So then he was spotted by, I guess, fans or just people that knew him. on a commercial flight to New York. They were taking Snapchats of him from, like, in the back after he had posted that he was on a private jet. Then later he was like, I never said I was in that plane.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, my God. But it created the Bow Wow Challenge, where people were posting, like, photos that made their lives look more glamorous compared to, like, what they were actually doing. But he didn't seem that mad about it. He opened up about becoming a meme at the premiere of Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta.
Ooh, I love that show.
Really?
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, yeah.
No, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. I don't know what that is. This is a new one.
Oh.
So you'll have to watch it and tell me how it is.
Okay.
He said, quote, once America got a hold of it, I said, okay. I said, damn, we got to get a show coming. This is probably going to be the newest hot show for WeTV. F it. I'm running with it. We going to ride this wave. We going to spin this thing around.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Now I said that?
Yeah. I just love that story because it's just so embarrassing.
It's so Bow Wow. So, Michaela Maroney, who is, you know, from the 2012, you know, Olympics, the gymnast, is making music. But right now she's making news with a video she posted on Instagram, captioned Another World Premiere. Michaela posted a video dancing and posing with her back to the camera in a tank top and a thong. She then posted a photo of some flowers captioned, I didn't get hacked. Unfollow if you need to. All love. Now she's posting more photos in her underwear.
Yikes.
Lena Dunham was rushed to the hospital after the Met Gala, which we didn't know at the time, for a ruptured ovarian cyst. She underwent surgery and she's recovering now. She then took to Instagram to give some diet tips. After stories came out about her slimmed down figure, her 20 tips include having an anxiety disorder, having your phone number leaked with violent images texted to your phone by random people, and an election that reveals the true depths of American misogyny.
Oh, my God.
What will these help you do?
Lose weight.
Lose weight.
Somebody leaked my phone number.
I believe half of them will.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been losing weight. What the hell? What's she doing? Anyway, Kris Jenner had a former security guard arrested at her house after he tried to get into her house for a third time. Joshua Jacobs has been trying to get in face-to-face contact with Kris. This time, a restraining order has been filed that reveals Joshua, quote, crashed his vehicle through the gate into our community, came onto my property looking for me around 1 a.m., according to Kris. He was actually kneeling down in front of the security keypad on her house, pressing keys, when Kris's other security spotted him. According to the court documents, he tried the same stunt 2 weeks earlier and also showed up in March with his grandmother in his car. I almost said granddaughter.
Poor grandma.
Yeah, seriously. The restraining order was obviously granted, and he has been ordered not to harass Kris or contact her and stay 100 yards away from her.
Steve Harvey sent a memo around to his staff that leaked. In the memo, Steve describes the new way he wants to be doing business with his employees. Quote, do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak to you directly. Do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment, he wrote. He also confirmed that he did write this memo because he didn't want to be a prisoner in his office anymore. That's also his quote.
I read about that.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand, it's also, like...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I don't know. He knows how to hustle. He's been around for so long.
Yeah. I mean, I think because he's been around for so long, it's like, whatever. You're a star.
He's a champ.
Well, on more serious news, Christopher Boykin, better known as Big Black from Robin Bacon Fantasy Factory, passed away at 45 years old, reportedly from a heart attack. And comedian Jeff Gaffigan's wife, Jeannie, underwent brain surgery to have a beginning tumor removed.
Yeah, he said that he almost, like, quit stand-up to take care of her and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, as we said before, there's been a string of robberies and home invasions that's going around. First off is rapper 50 Cent's estate found a suspicious guy while 50 Cent was out on tour. Elwin Joyce tried to make his way into the home through the generator room, but set off an alarm that alerted property manager David Holloway. Police reported that the Holloway took out and saw Joyce moving across the estate's grounds and that he immediately called 911. TMZ also reports that Joyce's actions were permitted.
Premeditated.
As he was seen wearing dark clothes and a dark knit cap. When he was arrested by the police, they found a printout of directions from a nearby hotel with 50 Cent's address.
Mm-hmm. You got an address printed out?
Oh my God.
That's pretty interesting. You know it's serious then.
He probably got off like one of those websites.
I guess.
You know how we can like look up stars?
Yeah. He had some MapQuest directions.
Seriously.
Coming. Oh my God.
Well, back to ASAP Rocky. His house was robbed of $1.5 million of jewelry and other property on Tuesday. Three men got into the house through an unlocked window and were caught by ASAP's sister when they walked in on them. They also took a large safe but left it on the sidewalk outside the house before leaving in a getaway car. Sources say it looks like this was not a random hit, but rather the suspects targeted him, which makes sense since he posted a video showing off his buddies dropping stacks of money on the counter hours before this went down.
Oh. Yeah, literally, they're throwing money everywhere and then they're surprised that like some people come in.
You know, what I still can't get over is that he left the window unlocked.
I feel bad for the sister. She's chilling in the house, and she walks in on three guys with some guns.
Yeah, well, that's insane.
At least they left the safe.
Oh, thank God. Maybe she wanted it. But there was another home invasion at Amber Rose's house this morning. Amber noticed that it was her kitchen window that was broken and went to check her home surveillance footage to determine what happened. In the footage, she discovered that a man had entered her home, and she had also saw footage of him leaving the scene nearly 4 hours later. Police were obviously called, and as of now, it appears that nothing was stolen from her home. Amber and her son Sebastian and her security were all inside at the home at the time.
So that's not a very good security team.
I was going to say, they were in the house?
He was, the guy that broke in was in her house for 4 hours.
Doing what?
While she was no one noticed.
What the? That is terrifying.
You know what I bet noticed was Sebastian, but he probably didn't say anything.
Oh my God.
Well, finally, this is my favorite story, just because the headlines were so crazy. It was, like, really entertaining. I love when I, like, see a headline and you're literally like, So I see this story that someone has asked Oprah to suck her dick. So I, of course, had to follow up on this. So Monique was doing a stand-up routine at the Apollo Theater. She got really angry about being what she called white-balled in Hollywood with director Lee Daniels, Oprah, and Tyler Perry not treating her fairly. Now, I don't know if any of her claims are legit. Like, I mean, this is obviously how she feels, but I don't know if she has anything to back that up. So this is her.
You all not treating me fairly, so y'all can suck my dick if I had one.
So, Oprah has not responded. Amazing. But I want to see her respond.
Oh, what if it was just fake, though?
Oprah should...
So, I can't play the whole clip because no, what she's saying before is, like, really explicit. Right. But she's going off for a while and then says that. So, like, she was really pissed.
And this is all coming from Monique?
Yes. The mom in Precious.
Oh, my God.
Well, like I said earlier, you gotta stay relevant.
Yeah, well, we're taking one last break, and as we mentioned before, Niall Horan just released a second solo song. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but this is Slow Hands on Loot Air Student Radio. Welcome back to the final Terrence Take on Pacific Lutheran University's Loot Air Student Radio. Normally, we'd be telling you a story and filling you in on all of the upcoming shows in our area of Seattle and Tacoma, but we won't be back during the summer to keep you updated. So instead, I wanted to just thank everyone who got me to where I am today as I'm now leaving. First, thank you to everyone who's listened to Terrence Take, not only today, but this past year. I wouldn't be here without you because no one would be listening to me. Going with that, thank you to everyone who ever read Terrence Take back when it was a column and watched Terrence Take when it was a video report. Thank you to everyone involved in mass media and Laser for seeing something in me and giving me the platforms to express myself and learn with Terrence Take and all the other articles I wrote. Thank you to every professor I had, except for that one that was saying some homophobic stuff and I had to go sit in the bathroom. They know who they are. for preparing me with everything I need to know. And thank you to my friends most of which are here with me right now. And to my family, I could have never done any of the things I've done without you. And you've all played a part in me getting this degree. And on that note, thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn.
So much fun.
Thank you.
So I hope you guys will join me again wherever my career takes me. I guess I'll see you then. Bye.